You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In Yom HaKippurim would enter Kodesh Kodeshim four times. Four times he would enter Kodesh Kodeshim. So he had to purify himself five times, four times Kodesh Kodeshim, and one of the times that he would enter the Kodesh Kodeshim, the purpose was that he had to take the vessel and the calf that he used for the incense, for the retoret, he would take it out. Why? Because now it's empty. So now, this is really, it's not a avodah, it's not, there's no purpose for it. Because when he went in and brought the ketoret and he mitpaleh, and then he sprinkles the blood, that's avodah. But why he needs to go in again, and it's very risky, you know, to go in again, why? To bring the empty vessel out. Say, leave it for the next year. Why are you going? Because the next year you would need it. So you go in, take it out, fill it up, and then bring the ketor. So now here is a very beautiful message, and that is, Kodesh Kodeshim is the holiest place on earth till today. So now here we see empty vessel contradicts with holiness. What does that mean? Kiddusha means to be resembling yourself to Ribono Shel Olam. As we learn in Parashat Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani. So enter a holy place cannot permit that the vessel there that is empty. So what is that teaching us? The message here is that Yehudi sometimes he feels he drains. He has no strength anymore. Though sometimes people, they arrive home and they forgot to turn off the lights in the car. I think the new cars, it goes off automatically, but in a old time. So if it's, or inside lights. So then in the morning you try to start it and
the battery is gone.
So that's what happens to all of us. And sometimes the expectation that we have, let's say, B'Shah Tov U'Muslachat, a family is getting married in Eretz Yisrael. Ken Yirbu.
Amen.
So you buy a ticket, right? And then you get into your air flight, and then you are very excited, very happy. And then as soon as you find your seat, you notice there is somebody is going to sit next to you next 24 hours that makes your timing exactly like Gan Eden. You know what that is? So what type of feeling it gives you now?
Great. You want to change your seat.
And if you're not able to?
Change your flight
to that extent, right? Because who can stand this? And that's how it is. Sometimes you run into the situation and say, you cannot go out. But here, the point here is, a beautiful thing. The Kohen Gadol has to go in, get the empty vessel out, right? Because Kiddusha and empty vessel, they don't go together. If you're empty, there's no Kiddusha. You know what that is? And there are many, many, many homework in life that, I wish would be a little bit different, but totally different. But there's nothing to do about it. What can you do about it? So now you have a choice, Chas v'Shalom, to drain yourself. You say, you know what? I'm going to stay strong. See, there's a very interesting point. Like Chas v'Shalom, if somebody got caught in one of those things in the ocean, and pulls them down, what do you need to hold on? What do you need to hold on?
Rope.
How about the grass? Grass. Grass, he will hold you. Doesn't hold you. Doesn't hold you. So in life, many times, we don't know what to hold on. I mean, it's obvious when somebody is going down, he knows he wants something. Chazak. You know, he has to be strong. Because you know, if he doesn't grab to something that is stable, that's it. He's gone. In life, exactly the same thing. We worry about things. We panic. We become disappointed. So what? What do you gain?
Nothing.
Don't gain nothing. But here, that's the grass that you say, no, I hold on to it, see what happens. But it's going to go down with you at the same time. We have him is more. So many, they're familiar with it. But which means more is it?
127.
It says
119.
Almost, yes. It says in the Mizmor, as your Meruba Goim, Higdil Adonai La Sodim Ele. Which Mizmor is it?
118.
As Yom Meru Hagoyim, as Yom Meru Hagoyim, the nation, they're going to say, these people, what the mercy, you know, Hashem did to him. Higdil Hashem la'asodim ele. You know, look at this nation, little bit, you know, location in the globe. Almost done. But how Hashem does such a favor to this nation. Sorry? Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. 126. 126. As Yom Eloh. 7, yeah. As Yom Eloh Agoyim Higdil Adonai Lasod Im Ele. That's what they ask. You know, how the holding so strong and we cannot do nothing to him. So now the next pasuk gives the answer because here he's asking. So what's the next pasuk say? He says, Higdil Adonai Lasod Imanu. Why? Ainu Samechim. That's the answer. So the reason that Ribbono Shel Olam is so kind to us and he does such a great favor and he protects us because only and only we are Samechim. Higdil Adonai la'asod imanu. Why? Hayinu semechim. Hayinu semechim. There's no empty vessels. If you present empty vessel, drain, no strength, no spirit, no smile, no excitement, Kedusha is not going to come. And that's what the Kohen Gadol had to go to Kodesh Kodeshim. Get it out of the way. Get it out of the way. It doesn't go together. And here, you have to be very, very alert. Sometimes, yes, you expect be like this. Doesn't happen. You expect has such a result. Doesn't happen. But the point of it here is, you have to be chacham enough to do something to benefit you. Why? You're going down, you grab on the grass. What's it going to do for you? What's it going to do for you? And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That we have to make sure that Chas v'Shalom, our attitude would not make it worse. And the answer here is, if you give yourself koach, strength, hope, and stay happy. And here, that's what the answer here is. Higdil Adonai la'asod imanu. Why? Hayinu semechim. Semechim. You have to learn how to be sameach. And you have to work on it, practice it. And make it, b'zad Hashem, your nature. Hashem zekeno, yetamid semechim v'tovei lev.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.